Today's scripture reading is from, today's scripture reading is from Psalm 13, verses 1 through 6. The worship leader will read this first in English, then it will be read in Chinese.
今天我选读经文是诗篇第十三篇，我先用英文去读，然后中文去读出。
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
诗篇第十三篇，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远么？你遮面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里愁酸，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？ 我的仇敌升高压制我，遇到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，怜悯我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死；免得我的仇敌说我善了他，免得我的仇敌在我动摇动的时候喜乐。但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你救恩快乐。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words. Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is Three Affirmations of Trust.
Morning. The psalmist declares in verse 5a, I have trusted in your steadfast love.
在诗人里面，他讲第五节讲到话，我依靠你的慈爱。
Steadfast love, that's hesed in Hebrew.
这个讲这个慈爱，神入喺圣经里面讲到，
that's God's love, unconditional, covenantal love.
这个爱是一个永恒的爱，一个有盟约的爱。
It's an unfailing, faithful kind of love.
是一个不会失败，是不会改变的爱。
Other translations translate that loving kindness, loyal, merciful love.
是说的话，就是说是一个很有英文的，是一个很有英许的，或者是永恒的一个爱。
I'd like to point to your attention the psalmist's affirmation of trust here.
我想提到就是说，这个诗人里面讲到的这个信心，这个确定。
It takes faith to turn to God in prayer while you're in pain.
当我们有痛苦的时候，我们需要信心去转向神来祈祷。
It takes faith to trust in God's steadfast love when circumstances are hard.
当情况坏的时候，我们需要有一个神给你一个嘅慈爱，我才能够有一个信心转向佢去祈祷。
So this statement of affirmation is the first of three that you'll see in these brief six verses.
所以话我讲到今日嘅，有三个信心嘅肯定，就系其中一个。And
these trust affirmations anticipate a praise from the psalmist, which has not yet arrived.
就话我哋第一个信心嘅肯定就系话我哋会系喺个痛苦嘅当中或者个失落嘅当中，我都仍然嘅去赞美佢。虽然我最终嘅好嘅结果系仲未嚟。The
psalmist David connects his painful experience to what he knows to be true regarding God's covenantal love.
系去当年喺诗篇里面讲到话系大卫，佢用佢嘅自身佢自己嘅痛苦嘅经历，但系同神呢个嘅永恒一个爱嘅关系系连结一齐。
I need to explain that word covenant because it's an obscure English word.
喺呢个上面圣经里面讲到呢个嘅有盟约嘅爱，呢、这个约嘅爱系一个好似好复杂嘅意思。
Some people use the word agreement in place of covenant, though that word is slightly incomplete in meaning.
喺我哋平凡语言去讲，我哋用呢个盟约，我哋可能会用一个同意或同意呢个意思去代替。
What covenant in the Bible means can be explained this way. God, the great King of Kings, enters into an agreement, that is, covenant, with his servant people.
第四篇所讲入边嘅盟约，呢、这个约嘅意思就系话神去自己亲自嘅嚟到呢度去设立呢一个嘅同意呢个人呢、这个约。
It's a loving agreement that God initiates, and it's God who sets the terms for the relationship.
系神去自己亲自嘅首先去设立呢个同人同神呢个盟约。
We as human creaturesDon't set the terms of the relating with God.
是神自己亲自的去设立这个约，同埋佢去选择入边当中嘅条件，唔系我哋人去度呢个选择。
It's God Himself who sets the terms of the relationship.
而是神佢自己亲自嘅去决定入边当中嘅条件，当中嘅盟约。
Every Christian has a record of God's steadfast love.
我哋每一个基督徒都有一个嘅喺神入边当中，佢俾我哋嘅爱嘅记录。
And we should, and we need to remind ourselves about God's worthiness to be trusted.
而我哋自己作为基督徒嘅，我需要嘅都系去谨记神俾我哋嘅爱。
To be a Christian means trusting in what God says and who He is.
我作为基督徒的意思就是说我们是相信神是哪一位和神是跟我们说的什么说话。
Believers came to faith in that way.
而我作为基督徒的我们就是凭着信心来到这步。
We all trusted that the Bible, God's word, is true.
我们就是凭着信心的去相信圣经是真实。
We all believed forgiveness is possible for those who receive Jesus Christ into their lives.
我就话相信就话，当我哋人作为基督徒，我相信神嘅时候，呢个悔改系有可能嘅。
Trusting in God's grace welcomed us into God's family。
就我相信神嘅恩典，就使到我哋能够进入到呢个神嘅呢个家庭。
But faith and trust doesn't stop there. That's only the beginning.
但信心唔系就话就咁开始咗，我相信神就完咗就咁啦，唔系咁样。
Christians don't leave behind trusting after coming to faith.
我作为基督徒嘅，唔系话我信咗啦，就算数就咁样。
On the contrary, being a follower of Jesus requires we walk through life in continual trust.
而我作为基督徒嘅，相反就系话，我哋信心，我信咗之后，我哋系继续嘅，系同神同步一齐。
Seasons of suffering are no different.
我当中入边，我哋信心，我哋嘅生命，作为基督徒生命，系当中系有一个痛苦。
But when we go through suffering, it's just harder and more intense.
我喺当中入边嘅当中有痛苦，而我有信心嘅可能会被动摇，可能会更加嘅有挑战。
The stakes are higher and the emotions more raw.
而我哋嘅当中入边，我哋可能有信心嘅，或者我哋可能有一个情感上嘅有挑战。
But trusting is still how we live.
但是我们就是在个痛苦当中或者个伤痛当中我们就有这个信心。
I have this on slide 3. Choosing to trust requires reinforcing what we know to be true.
就说我们讲话我们有信心的时候就是说当我们在困难当中去给我们看到神给我们的真实是更加的重要。
Prayers of lament, like Psalm 13, are designed to remind us that God is worthy to be trusted, even in this very trial.
而喺个诗篇第十三篇，好多人都系叫做呢个三十三篇，就叫做一个嘅祈祷嘅哀曲，一个悲痛嘅哀曲，就系代表咗话我哋需要嘅系值得嘅去相信神，或者喺一个痛苦嘅当中。
Will you remind yourself this morning? Of God's track record of faithfulness in your very life.
就算喺今天嘅当中嘅早上，我哋就要需要嘅去谨记就系话神，我哋相信神嘅信心，我哋喺我哋生命当中好重要。
Thank God for life-changing truths like Galatians 2:20, which I have on the next slide.
而更加我哋需要多谢神俾我哋有一个能够转变我哋生命嘅一个真理，就好似喺加拉太书第二章二十节。
Ephesians 2:20 in the English Standard Version says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这加拉太书第二章二十节讲就话，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，但是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
David, the psalmist in Psalm 13 puts it this way. I have it on verse five, on slide 5.
而喺大卫都系喺诗篇第二个地方都系咁讲到。
Verse 5, slide 5 says, My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. That's the second confident affirmation.
诗篇第十三章第五节的第二部分就是说，大卫讲到说，我的心因你的救恩快乐，就是说我们在神里面信心的确定的第二点。
Do you see what this statement or second affirmation of trust connects with?
你睇到当中佢第二点所讲嘅信心嘅确定系咩意思呢
？This affirmation connects trust to rejoicing in God's plan of redemption。
就话呢个喺我哋喺神嘅信心肯定嘅当中，我哋喺神入边嘅计划呢、这个救恩计划当中会有喜乐。
Time and time again, God rescues His people。
喺时间不断的时间当中，事实当中，神去拯救人。
Our suffering does not mean that God has forgotten or rejected us.
我哋当中入边人入边有痛苦，有呢个嘅挫折，唔系代表咗神系忘记咗我哋或者拒绝我哋。
Rather, it's like a long arc of God's plan for salvation, which is always at work.
但反而其实是神入边嘅计划当中，神嘅呢个拯救是一个好长好长嘅一个工作。
You know, with that illustration of an ark, it's always at work, God's plan of salvation, even though you can't fully see the trajectory.
神入边当中呢个计划，呢个嘅救恩是一个好长嘅计划，我哋可能睇唔到全部嘅一个嘅部分。
Right, if you look out on the horizon.You can barely see what's at the far end of the horizon.
譬如说我们看一个很远很远的海边的当中，我们看不到这个世界的边缘。
In fact, what's beyond the arc of the horizon, you can't really see.
就是我们只是看到这个我们所看到美的边缘的一部分而已。
Choosing to trust through lament requires that we rejoice without knowing how all the dots connect.
就话喺个悲痛、呢个哀伤嘅当中，我仍然都系喜乐，因为我相信神系会将所有嘅事互相连埋。
We decide to let God be His own interpreter.
我哋去俾神去选择，我哋俾神去成为我哋生命当中嘅绘画者。
We trust that somehow His gracious plan is being worked out, even when we can't see it.
甚至虽然我们是看不到神的计划当中，但我们相信神他的一整个计划。
But we have an advantage on this side of the cross of Christ.
但是其实我们有一个好处。
And you and I need to embrace this real advantage.
我们需要的去多谢神和感谢神这个计划。
We looked at that in detail last time in Psalm 22.
我们看到上一次在这个诗篇的第二十二篇。
On this side of the cross, we know the ultimate lament cry.
我们看到就说在这个最终的一个哀哭。
That's Jesus' quote of Psalm 22:1 on the cursed cross. My God, why have you forsaken me?
就话神喺耶稣基督佢自己喺个钉被钉十字架时候，佢自己都套用咗一个诗篇第二十二篇当中所讲，就话我神啊，我神啊，你为何离弃我？
That ultimate lament cry led to the greatest moment of redemption.
喺神入边当中，佢最终嘅一个哀哭，呢个痛苦，但反而系带嚟咗一个救恩。
Remember what the Gospels record for us: the darkness of the sixth hour of the day of Jesus' crucifixion.
大家记唔记得就系话喺圣经面记载就话喺最后耶稣基督被钉十字架嘅时候，佢最后嗰六个小时天都黑暗啦。
That horrible dark event led to the dawn of the empty tomb in the morning, the next morning.
就呢个就喺个耶稣基督去死嘅时候，喺个黑暗嘅当中，但系最终嘅系带到第二日嘅早上，佢嘅三日之后嘅空嘅坟墓。
Jesus' life of lament led to salvation and eternal life.
耶稣基督佢痛苦嘅呼喊，而反而系带嚟咗佢我哋人嘅永恒呢个救恩。
On this side of the cross, we know the full story of God's plan of salvation.
而俾我哋睇到就系话，我哋睇到神呢个嘅永恒嘅救恩。
You'll see on your screen here, at the bottom of the slide, in Romans 8, the Apostle Paul applies this to hardship by wrapping suffering in the promises of God's redemptive plan.
就喺度就话喺呢个罗马书第八章，保罗都系去讲到神嘅一个计划。
And if you're familiar with Romans 8, you know that Paul lists the trials that Christians face.Look with me on the next slide at Romans
8:35.
See how Paul lists the trials that Christians face. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress?Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
他说在罗马书第八章三十五节说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
And then in the very next verse, Paul quotes a lament, the complaint.Of a lament psalm, Psalm 44:22. It says, Yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. On either side of the trials and laments stand sweeping promises connected to God's eternal plan.
就讲就话，无论喺特别当中嘅挫折嘅忧伤嘅当中，但系最终嘅都系去接纳，就系当中最后嘅都系去连接到神呢个永恒嘅救恩。
Or to put it more plainly, promises don't end the pain, but they do give your pain.Purpose.
讲就话我哋嘅应许系当中最后嘅唔系痛苦，但系喺个救恩当中系会有一个痛苦，系有一个嘅目的。
Paul continues on. I have this on slide 7, Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
你家喺罗马书嘅第八章二十八节都讲到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
亦都喺八章嘅罗马书嘅第八章三十一节讲到话，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？若神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢？
Paul continues, and I have this on the next slide, at Romans 8:37-39. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书第8:39-40,
Paul rejoices in God's salvation. Paul takes the reality of suffering in this life and the pain of lament and combines them to highlight the glory and promise of God's love for us.
就是讲到保罗在第八章讲到就说这个讲到他的痛苦的当中是真实，在这个哀哭当中是有伤痛，但是最终的是连到是神这个爱他的应许和他的光荣。
And this is what choosing to trust can do for you and for I, as if we've entered into lament.
就话当我哋喺个痛苦嘅当中、伤痛当中，但系若然我哋心入边系一个信心，我哋能够如果确据我哋有一个信心嘅时候，我哋喺心入边会有一个喜乐。
Prayers of lament calls us to point our hearts Godward by rejoicing in God's grace.
喺个悲痛痛苦当中，系叫到我哋心入边喺神入边当中都有一个救恩，一个嘅喜乐。
I think you know this because we've, prior to the pandemic, have tragically attended a lot of funerals.
喺个嘅疫情嘅当中，好多人都系失去嘅生命，有呢个丧礼。
There's something wrong with funerals.
但我知道就话有人去死，有一个葬礼系好惨，系好错嘅事。
Funerals awaken us to the reality of the brokenness of this world.
就话死亡话俾我哋知，就系呢个世界入边当中嘅有一个问题。
I think you would agree with me. We would like our friends and family members to still be alive and be with us.
当然嘅，我哋想我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友，或者我哋想我爱嘅人，佢仍然都系存活。That's
why we should hate the presence of death in this world.
所以就系咁样，所以我哋就憎恨人当中有嘅死亡。It's
not supposed to be.
死亡喺人入边应该唔会有。But
due to our sinfulness, our transgressions against God, that's the penalty, the wages of sin is death.
但是因为我们人的罪性，人的犯罪，罪的公价就是死。
And if you've lost a loved one recently, you know, grief never really leaves you.
但是若然你是相信的，我们会明白。
We wrap the hope of the gospel around our very own grief.
我哋喺个痛苦伤痛嘅当中，其实系带住咗一个盼望。
You and I need to preach the sovereign and eternal promises of Romans 8 that lament to ourselves.
我哋喺个痛苦嘅当中，我哋需要嘅系谨记呢个诗篇第8篇入边当中所讲嘅悲痛哀哭嘅祈祷。
If you're a Christian, you're called to help others to understand that our grief is bookended in the promises and hope of salvation through Jesus.
我们作为基督徒的，我们需要将这个信息去跟别人讲，就话喺个痛苦当中，或者悲痛当中，但系有带着呢个救恩嘅盼望，透过耶稣基督。
Or to put it simply, death is not the final word.
所以我要同人去宣讲，就系话死亡唔系一个结终站。We
rejoice in God's plan while we grieve.
就话当下我哋喺个痛苦伤痛嘅当中。 但我能够在神的计划当中是有快乐。
And we even put into practice what the psalmist commends in the final verse of Psalm 13. We sing.
就是说我们怎样去诗人教导我们在一个痛苦伤痛当中我们应该做什么样就是说我们可以去唱歌歌唱。
You know, when we collectively sing praises to the Lord, you know what we're doing? We're protesting against the presence of death in the world.
大家知唔知道，其实当我哋一齐去唱歌嘅时候，即系话俾嘅世界知，就话我哋讨厌呢个世界上有嘅死亡。
We lift our voices together as God's people and confess as believers our trust in the Lord.
就话我哋去高声嘅去将我哋嘅声音去讲出嚟，就话俾大家人知，俾人知道就系话我哋系一个相信神嘅，我哋相信神嘅人。
Even in our grieving, we rejoice in our salvation. That is what praise is.
So, 话我哋去赞美嘅意思系乜嘢啊？就话喺个伤痛嘅当中，我哋仍然嘅能够靠着耶稣基督神俾我哋嘅救恩当中而去快乐。
I have this on slide 10, verse 6. It says, "Entering lament leads." To rejoicing. Do you see it there at verse 6? I will sing. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
就是说在讲到就是说当我们有伤痛的时候我们会受到伤痛当中都会带入这个喜乐。就是因为他先面讲到说我要向耶和华歌唱因他用厚待我。
That's the third confident trust. That trust of affirmation.That appears in Psalm 13.
这个就是第三点，就是说我们当中里面有信心的确定，就是说我们会有个歌唱，我们会赞美神。
In this very short psalm, did you notice we moved from pointed questions to God to worshiping God?
大家听到就是说一个很短短的这篇的诗篇，但是将我们带领了去，我们去去有问题去神党当中中，但反而带到我哋去有一个以神以为首嘅一个崇拜。
As David the psalmist allows lament to reorient his very core of his being, he makes the choices to praise God for God's grace and mercy.
但系就话当呢个大卫佢将佢自己喺个伤痛痛苦嘅当中嘅时候，但系佢重新嘅佢嘅心。去将佢自己，佢反而嘅去赞美神，去歌颂神嘅救恩，佢嘅恩典。
David's complaints and requests have now reached their intended destination, faith-filled worship.
而大卫佢当中嘅投诉，佢嘅要求，而反而嘅将佢嘅转捩点就转到去呢个就话系充满着信心嘅崇拜。
The book of Job shows us the same progression.
当我睇到就话约伯记都系差唔多。
Job's innocent suffering and his unhelpful friends lead him to a series of complaints.
就喺如果你睇约伯记嘅时候，约伯佢当中系一个好惨嘅不断嘅受苦，亦都佢当中佢朋友点样去俾到佢一连串嘅好多嘅投诉。
And God answered Job out of the whirlwind in chapters 38 to 41.
而神就喺个约伯记当中嘅，睇到喺第38至41章入边，神点样去答约伯。
If you're familiar with those chapters, you'll know that God answers Job with a series of questions.
原来相熟呢个约伯记嘅就系话。神怎样去答约伯是透过不同的问题的答案。
And those questions were designed to show Job God's breathtaking majesty and power.
既然你相信的时候你再看回这个约伯记的38至41章就讲了神用不同的方法去答约伯就给到约伯看到就说他的救恩他的能力他的大能。
And do you remember?What was Job's response to that?
你睇到话最后点约伯点样去回应神呢
？Job was left nearly speechless.
约伯佢唔知道仲可以讲啲乜嘢啦，已经。
I have his very own words on slide 11, Job 42:2 and 5. I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours, O Lord, can be thwarted. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
就約伯去當中嘅痛苦嘅當中，但係佢答允佢，而之後佢回應就係話點講啊？我知道你萬事都能做，你的旨意不能阻止。佢繼續講就話：我從前風聞有你，現在親眼看見你。
The entire book of Job is designed not only to highlight innocent suffering, but also to demonstrate that human questions, human complaints, eventually end up in humble worship.
这个整篇整章嘅入边嘅约伯嘅讲到，系当中入边讲到唔同嘅约伯嘅受苦，无端嘅受苦，但系都系俾到睇到就话人有唔同嘅问题，唔同嘅投诉，但系最终嘅结果就系话点样去有谦卑嘅崇拜。
Let me show you just two other places in the Lament Psalms that connect trust, singing, and worship together.
我再提点，俾几样嘅提点你，就话点到睇到就话，当我哋有个痛苦哀哭嘅时候，点样去我能够将呢个信心去歌唱崇拜连结一齐。
The first example is on slide 12, Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him.
就一个诗篇第28章第7节，就提出个例子，就话耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里倚靠他，就得帮助，所以我心中喜乐。
And the next example is on slide 13, Psalm 56, 8 to 11. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is with for me, in God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me?
求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮袋里，这不都记在你册子上吗？我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后。神帮助我，这是我所知道的。我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠耶和华，我倚靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我怎样么？
Throughout the Psalms of Lament, there's this consistent destination of trust.
就话当喺个痛苦伤痛嘅诗篇入边嘅当中，但系仍然嘅带着呢个嘅有信心。
Through all the pain, the questions, the unfair treatment at the hands of others, and the injustice, Lament leads us to a place of worship.
就话透过呢个诗篇，透过好多嘅伤痛，人有好多嘅伤痛，有好多嘅唔同嘅问题，又或者人对其他人嘅不公平嘅对待，但系最终嘅呢个伤痛系将我哋能够带到去神入边当中有个崇拜。Prayers
of lament tunes the heart so I can sing about God's trust.
就话呢个伤痛嘅当中，能够去塑造我哋嘅心，使到我哋能够去歌唱唱诗，去赞美神嘅信心。This
destination of faith-filled worship takes different paths depending on your circumstances and the state of your very soul.
我哋点样有呢个嘅信，充满着信心嘅祈祷，系好基因住我哋当时嘅情况，或者我哋喺个信心系喺边一度。
Some days, trust may sound like confident statements regarding what you know to be true about God as you meditate on some divine attribute.
我哋个信心系好要着重，就话我哋要去睇，就话我哋要去思想，我哋去沉默，我哋嘅去睇，就话我哋同神嘅关系喺边度，我哋相信神系边一位。
On those days, you might be able to say, God, I know you are in control. I do trust you.
既然我哋将我哋嘅心系真系摆喺神入边嘅当中时候，我哋相信神嘅时候，我哋会讲话神，我知道你系在掌管嘅当中，我哋系相信你。
But we have mood swings. We vary. And other days, you might simply rehearse the promises in the word, especially at the end of some of these lament psalms.
但有时我哋个情绪，我哋可能有高高低低，我哋会系去好似诗篇入边当中有啲诗篇嘅，系最后喺个哀哭嘅当中最后咁讲。
You might have to echo those very words because you can't come up with them yourself. You echo the words of the psalmist in those lament psalms with confidence.
我哋有时我哋喺个痛苦当中，我哋自己都唔知道点可以讲个说话，但我哋可以嘅，好似诗人入边当中点样嘅去最后嘅去赞美神。
Or your prayer, some other days, your very prayers, lament prayers could also end by quietly singing a song that captures what is true as we tune our hearts toward belief.
就话当我哋喺痛苦嘅当中嘅时候，我哋伤痛嘅祈祷嘅当中，我哋可以好似诗人嘅入边当中，我点样去将我哋嘅心去转向去相信神。
That's why you need a good hymnal or sheet of choruses that can be a great encouragement for you in your confidence in God。
所以就话我哋作为基督徒，我需要有一个需要有啲诗，识到一啲好嘅诗歌。去帮助我哋喺神入边当中有个信心
，because we all battle falsehoods in our thinking, and sometimes singing helps. It has the power to convince our emotions to change.
因为我哋有时我哋嘅思想会有低落，我哋心入边有低落，但系可以有啲诗歌去帮助我哋去重整呢个信心。
Or you might find in other days, there are moments when you just need to sit quietly before God.
有时当我情绪低落的时候，可能嘅除了话可以唱诗嘅帮助我哋可以即系话去坐低静静地嘅去沉默去思想。
You might be physically or emotionally exhausted or weary, and the only thing you can muster is a silent language of trust.
就话当我哋有时喺个悲伤嘅当中，我哋唔知道可以做啲乜嘢，或者我哋好疲倦嘅时候，反而嘅系可以喺静静地嘅，我哋系坐低去相信神。
That's why the psalmist in Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God."
所以诗篇入边都有讲，就话当我哋疲倦嘅时候，我哋唔知可以做乜嘅时候，神都同我哋讲就话，你们要休息。要知道我是神。
Again, lament leads to trust, but the path is not always clear or straightforward.
是我人生入面当中是有一个的伤痛，有一个悲哀，我们有时不知道怎样，条路是怎样。
But once again, here's the pattern. Turning to prayer, laying out your complaints, boldly asking, and then we're brought by God himself to a place of growing trust in him.
但喺个伤痛嘅当中，系好似一条咁嘅路，就话喺个痛我哋将转向神去祈祷，我哋将我哋嘅投诉去讲出嚟，好勇敢嘅去问，而将神嘅信心系摆喺将我哋人将个信心摆喺神度。
Lament creates a path through the messy wilderness of pain。
系喺我嘅痛苦当中入边，可能系有一个嘅痛苦。
But don't get hung up getting it perfect.
但是我哋唔好要好着重睇，就话我点先能够一定要喺个痛苦当中能够得到呢个信心。
Take simple steps. Start out by simply ending your prayer saying, God, I choose to trust you today.
喺个挫折嘅当中，伤痛嘅当中，我哋可以嘅好简单嘅开始就系话祈祷，就或者我哋祈祷就话主，我系选择去相信你。
Maybe you're so exhausted spiritually that that's the only thing you can muster.
可能你的生命当中你已经很累很疲乏，我不知道有什么可以做了，而这样祈祷，最简单的祈祷是唯有你能够所做。
But that's a good first step. That's progress.
但如果你能够去这样去讲的时候，就说我选择主，我相信你的时候，已经是一个很好的第一步。
Or maybe you're like me, you need the well-worn path of the Psalms of Lament, and you pray the scriptures.
但可能好似如果你好似我咁样，我需要嘅一篇嘅好好嘅诗篇，好似话依个嘅哀哭嘅诗篇，去教导我点样去祈祷。
The benefit of that way is you allow your prayers to be the echo of ancient inspired words.
就话其实呢啲嘅诗篇，呢啲嘅章节，其实可以帮助我哋去带领我哋嘅心去转向神。
Do you know why I do that? Think of how many hurting people have joined you in that chorus of lament songs.
当我咁样其实去谂嘅时候，你试下其实当我哋祈祷嘅时候，其实世界上好多人都好似我哋一样。
Or perhaps you could pick a song or hymn.Or a poem that would put words in your very mouth and affections in your soul.
亦都好似嘅，除咗诗篇之外，你可以有其他嘅章节，或者有其他嘅书卷，可以帮助你去将你嘅心去归向神。
But whatever you do, don't stop making this turn toward trust.
但无论你点去做都好。我们不要停去将这个心要转向神。
You have to learn to live in the tension of pain beyond belief and divine sovereignty beyond comprehension. You do that by stepping out in trust.
我们去人当中我们去活，我们当中有个痛苦，但是我们不要去停止，我们要将我们的心，我们明白神的一个权能，我们要相信一神。
When you step into trust, you choose to place your confidence in God.
就我们选择将我们的信心摆在神里面的当中。
Again, learning to lament is a journey as we discover how lament can provide mercy when dark clouds loom over you.
是，我人生里面当中是有悲痛，但我们要学习怎样去悲痛，在这个悲痛里面的当中，我们学习到怎样去有这个成日当中的信心。
Biblical lament is how you live between a hard life and God's promises.
在信徒当中，我们学习到怎样，就是说人生里面是有一个痛苦的，有一个挫折，有一个难的生命，但当中里面也都是有神的一个救恩，一个的应许。
It's how we learn to sing and worship God when suffering comes.Our way.
就话我人生入边当中，人生入边系有挫折，但喺挫折嘅当中，我哋先能够学习到我点样能够去唱诗歌颂神。
Though no one taught you how to cry, the steps of lament have to be learned.
系，好似冇人去教我哋点样去喊，但系我哋喺呢个悲哀入边嘅当中入边，我哋要学习。
It's vital to the Christian faith.
是一个在我们人作为基督徒的信心里面是很重要。
It's how we make our way through the pains of life while clinging to the hope of the gospel.
在一个伤痛悲痛的当中，让我们能够学习这个人生里面的痛苦，我们要去抓紧神给我们的盼望。
To practice lamenting is Christian, and we turn to God in prayer. We lay out our complaints.We ask boldly, and we choose to trust.
我哋要学习，我都要学习点样去有一个伤痛，就话喺个伤痛、悲痛嘅当中哀哭，我哋先能够去转向神，去将我哋嘅投诉去讲出。我哋勇敢嘅去问，而最后嘅点样去选择喺神入边有一个信心。
And while lament is a journey, the wonderful news is that we don't walk alone.We don't walk alone in the path. You don't do it by your own strength.
在一个伤痛的当中，是一个很长的一个旅程。但是让我们知道，就是一个好的信息， 在个旅程的当中，我们不是只是单单的一位，我们不是孤单的去过这个悲痛的伤痛。
This is not simply a matter of your grit and willpower.
不是说只是单靠我们自己，我们的自己的意志能力。
The very presence of God is with you. God helps you to keep trusting Him. He helps you in your lamenting.
神是帮助我们，我们将信心摆在神道，神是帮助我们怎么去过住我们人生里面当中有一个悲哭的伤痛。
There are countless books that tell us lament has served countless believers over the generations, over the ages.
有很多不同的书嘅教导我哋，就话俾我哋知，其实呢个哀哭、呢个伤痛系能够反而帮助到我做基督徒。
Learning to lament leads to trust.
我哋伤痛当中学习到点样去反而去相信神。
Again, tear-filled prayers.Wrestling with tough questions, banking my life on the promises of God, they're part of the journey to keep you trusting.
我作为基督徒的，我们是有一个的长远的一个的生命，就是我们当中有挫折，会有哀痛，但是哀痛当中我们去求祈求神，我们相信神。
And as you practice lament, it pivots on God's promises.
在个哀痛的当中，我反而是依靠神的应许。
Conclude your lament prayer by simply saying, Lord, I'm trusting you to keep me trusting.
就说在个哀哭的这个祈祷，就是当中里面我们会祈祷就是讲就说，神啊，让我是继续的是相信你。
And that is where God designed lament to lead.
这个、就是神怎么去用人生里面的挫折伤痛去带领我们。
We are led to place our trust in a God who cares and hears us.
就说神是用这个方法去教导我们，去带领我们。
And learning to lament gives us the grace to keep trusting Him.
就说在这个当中里面，给我们有神的恩典，让我们更加的继续去相信神。
You know, darkness.At times descends on your heart.
在黑暗当中会是来到我们的心。
And when those times happen, it feels like death will swallow you up forever.
是我们觉得好像死亡临到我们的当中。
And David, the psalmist here in Psalm 13, felt like he was about to collapse under the weight of unrelenting burden.
而当中大卫的诗篇里面讲到好像这个情况好像天都跌下来了已经。
And maybe right now, you're feeling the same way.
可能你受到个挫折，你的伤痛都好像觉得跟你同一样一样，天都跌下来了。
Read Psalm 13, because ultimately, Psalm 13, like every other psalm, is about Jesus Christ.
咁希望作完你是有这样的感受的时候，我希望你一起去看这个诗篇第十三篇。
You don't think it was hard for Jesus and his humanity to endure the world of sin for 33 years?
耶稣基督去抱住人的罪，这33年，你估计是很容易吗？
Jesus and his humanity, at one point in his ministry, tells us about his frustrations.
在耶稣基督里面当中他的生命他都觉得是很烦躁。
I have it on slide 15, Mark 9:19. O faithless generation, how long, says Jesus, am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?
耶稣基督都 对人都很烦躁。在这个马可福音的第九章十九节都讲到说耶稣说啊、不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' heart was in such anguish that he sweat drops of blood.
在这个赫西勒马利园，耶稣基督去祈祷，也都是他的心里面，他都很烦躁。
And that's referring to enormous strain, inner turmoil.
你这边讲到他怎样在内心里面的怎样的烦躁。
And ultimately, God the Father did hide his face from Jesus, God the Son, as Jesus called out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?
而最后的耶稣基督,他钉十字架的时候,耶稣基督都是呼喊,呼喊天父就说,神啊,神啊,我主啊,我主,你为何离弃我?
And when the lamenting Christ carried our sin in his own body, God did turn his face away from his very son.
当耶稣基督去钉十字架,他背着这个最终这个伤痛的时候,父神也都是转面,没见他。
And maybe today you feel like God has turned away his face from you. But if you're a believer, we know that cannot be true. Do you know why we know that? Because Jesus was actually forsaken for you. He was the believer's substitute, paying our sin penalty in our place. He was forsaken for you.
耶稣基督已经取代了我们的位置,他已经是被父神去惩罚,去转面,没见到。
And by doing that, you have salvation by trusting in his person and work.
就因为耶稣基督已经为了我们代了我们受这个惩罚,我们已经有一个信心,我们就说在神里面得到这个救恩。
And so when the clouds lift, because they will, and the light shines on you again, you will see his face, and you will know he was right beside you all along through the darkness. But in the meantime, you and I need to call out to God in prayer, the very God who seems far, far away. You need to hope in Him because His promises are true. God does not lie. His word is sure, and he will bring you home.
他的计划是真实,他的信心,他的话语是真的,他会拯救我们,他会将我们归回给他。
Father, thank you that Jesus was forsaken for us.
取代了我们,去感谢神,就是说耶稣基督去代了我们的,取代了我们,去受到这个惩罚。
That proves that you have not turned away from us.
他证明了给我们知道,耶稣基督去取代了我们,而我们不会受到有一个惩罚。Because
you're a just God, and one payment satisfies justice.
因为我知道你是一个公义的神,你是已经去接纳了这个耶稣基督他这个惩罚,不会再惩罚。Jesus
pays on our behalf so that our debt has been paid down.
耶稣基督已经取代了我们的惩罚,所以我们不再需要再一次的受惩罚。And
now you welcome us into your very presence by the blood and righteousness of Christ.
所以透过耶稣基督的宝血,我们能够在你面前去相信你。
Help us, O Lord, to believe that through tough times like these.
让我们在这个痛苦,这个困难当中的时候,让我们去相信你。
For we ask for your help, in Jesus' name, Amen.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求,阿门。